Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen Moore is our guest, our good friend, a great conservative thinker. An economist of renown. You see him on television. He's going to be on CNN later today. He's a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Look for books from him like Who's the Fairest of Them All and others. Stephen, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about the future of, first let's talk about healthcare. We talked about healthcare reform in the last segment. You said we're going to get it this year. They really need to do healthcare first and then tax reform, don't they?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think that if Trump had a do-over, I mean, he said this, if he had a do-over, he probably would have gotten tax reform and tax cuts first and then Obamacare. But from this point, they do have to get Obamacare done, and this is one of the urgencies of this, that you know, right. One of the many reasons they have to get Obamacare repealed is so they can move on to, you know, the most important thing for the
right.
economy, which
but
is
But there are
tax
some tax
cut.
Advantages to health care reform that will help the numbers on tax reform, right?
That's right. You know, now the latest is, I don't know if you've heard this yet, Jim, but now Mitch McConnell is saying maybe they won't get rid of all the tax increases in Obamacare. That would be terrible. I mean,
look,
among all the worst features of Obamacare, the tax increases right. did significant harm to the economy. We raised right. the capital gains tax, the dividend tax, the medical device tax, the drugs tax, all that stuff, and it hurt the economy, it hurt the medical industry, and it's driven up the cost of health care.
Have these guys forgotten about the dynamism of the American economy and dynamic scoring? Have they forgotten about that?
They're flinching because they're worried that Democrats are going to say tax cuts for the rich, but that's what they've always said for 30 years.
They're going to say it anyway. They're going to say it anyway.
Exactly. Of course.
So what do you think about tax reform this year?
Look, I actually think there's a good chance we're going to get something done, possibly before Labor Day, but certainly before Thanksgiving.
Will it be retroactive?
What'd you say?
Will it be retroactive?
Probably from like July 1st or something like that. And it's three easy pieces, Jim. We're going to do three easy pieces. Number one, we're going to cut the small business and the corporate tax rate to 20%.
The pass-throughs, would that be the pass-throughs?
Pardon me?
Just the pass-throughs?
For the pass-throughs, yes. Number two, we're going to do the repatriation, allow companies to bring money back to the United States at a 10% rate.
Right.
And number three, we're going to do something for the middle class, and that'll be what we call three easy pieces. Get it done this year. Right. It'll provide some rocket fuel for the economy.
Oh, boy. The economy has been pent up for a decade now.
You got it.
You know that? I mean, we've lost a decade, Stephen.
We did. A decade and a half, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the average middle class worker has not seen a pay raise now in 15 years.
Yep. And we got. And do you know that I saw something recently, that the teenage unemployment in America is 13%.
It's too high. That's because you see what happened in Seattle. They tried to raise the minimum wage to 15%.
Right.
They lost all the low-income jobs. They all left or they were replaced by computers.
Okay, let's change subjects a little bit. We've got a couple of minutes left. What do you think is the future of the Republican Party?
Well, this is a stand and deliver moment. You know, they have to hang together or they're going to hang separately. They've got to stick together to their principles of less government, lower taxes, you know, less regulation, and grow the economy. If they get this economy moving the way it should be moving, 3-4% growth, which I believe is possible, they'll be fine. If they don't deliver, especially for those people in states like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, then they're going to lose. So they've got to be focused on bringing jobs back to America. And Trump has a vision to do it, but he's got a lot of, bedwetters in the Republican caucus in Congress who don't want to do it.
I like that. That's a good term. I'm going to steal that from you sometime. So so I agree with you. And the thing about it, though, is it seems to me that a lot of when you look at the Republican Party and their governing posture, in some ways it's endearing because they're actually debating issues.
Yep.
They're not just rolling over and throwing things, you know, giving up on the leadership. So in some ways that's good, but in other ways, when it comes time to as you say, standing and delivering, they got to say, okay, we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Yep. And I conclude by this. You think things are bad in the Republican Party, look at the Democrats. I mean, they have no agenda except they're against Trump.
What's the future of the Democrat Party?
I think I'll make a prediction for you on this show. You heard it first on Jim Blasingame's Small Business Show. The Democratic nominee for president in 2020 will not be Bernie Sanders. It will not be Elizabeth Warren. It won't be Hillary Clinton or any politician. It will be Jeff Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook.
Wow. Right here, folks, we're breaking news.
We're going to have a Zuckerberg versus Trump election.
Who's the VP?
Who knows, but I'll tell you this. If Trump gets the 3% growth, he's going to win, you know, 40 states.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. Hey, Steve, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Okay, see you, Jim. Bye.
Stephen Moore, ladies and gentlemen, heritage.org. Check out his books. They're all good stuff, and follow him. You'll see him on CNN quite a bit. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.